Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the NFL Hard Hits on Everything Unscripted podcast. Your host, Eric, and my co-host today is Stevie. How are you, Stevie?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Tonight, we'll be talking about recapping week nine, and looking forward to week 10. Do you believe it's already week 10, Stevie? We're already halfway through the season.
Yeah, we're how the season goes by quick. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Before you know, we'll be talking about playoffs.
Yeah.
And before we get started,
right,
I'll do the plugs. Exactly. With the holidays coming up too, so it's going to be fast and furious. It's Thanksgiving, 2 weeks now, right?
Yeah, I think it's two weeks away.
Wow.
Yeah. It's coming quick.
Amazing that how fast the season's gone. And it's 18 weeks, so we have 10 of them. We have, 9 weeks left? Yeah, 9 weeks left. But
sure.
Before we get started, do the plugs. Listen to Boxman and Smart every Wednesday night at Mr.com/thirstydudes.com every Saturday night at 9:30 on everything on Mr.com/Hollywood Hangouts for their Hollywood Hangout show. And then, of course, tonight, I'll probably be joining them tonight, too, so look for them tonight, too, as I said. Every Friday night on Unscripted Pod, it's an Unscripted Wrestling Show on blogtalkradio.com/everythingunscripted. This Friday, we'll be talking about Survivor Series 1995, with our special guest, Barry Horowitz. He'll be joining us. He joined us about a year and a half ago for an interview, so he'll be rejoining the show, so it should be a fun show. Stevie will join us, and then Doug and Daniel, and possibly Cliff and myself. And then Saturday for the Unscripted Unlimited show, myself and Doug and Daniel. This Saturday, I'm not sure what we're doing this Saturday, but I'll get with them. And then Sunday for the Scaredy Cat show. And then every Tuesday or Wednesday for NFL Hard Hit show with me, Cliff, and Stevie. Oh, the Scaredy Cat is with us, Daniel and Mindy. That's every Sunday at 3 o'clock p.m. Yeah. That can all be found on Everything Unscripted Podcast on blogtalkradio.com/everythingunscriptedpodcast. We're on all major podcast platforms, Apple, Google, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, all the nine yards, all the good stuff. Same thing with Boxman and his podcast. So, yeah, that said, what was your initial thoughts on week nine, Stevie?
What'd you say?
What were your thoughts on week nine?
Oh, week nine. Yeah. I thought it was a pretty good week. I mean, you had some really good games on, especially Kansas City and Green Bay. And
oh, definitely.
But unfortunately, Aaron Rodgers didn't play in that game, though.
Yeah, he had COVID, so... And then... Yeah, I mean... It was a good defensive game. Kansas City held him to 7 points. I mean, Green Bay didn't look the same without Aaron Rodgers, that's for sure. And Kansas City continues to struggle on offense. This week, they didn't struggle on defense, surprisingly enough, they've been playing okay on defense the last two games. They've held their opponents to under 20 points. But they can't score the ball right now. So So right now their offense is cold, but their defense is keeping them in games. So it's like, and they're on a two-game winning streak, so they're back at over 500. So, as I said the last couple of weeks, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. Kansas City can get, are they starting to get hot right now? We'll find out on Sunday night against the Las Vegas Raiders, a big divisional game at home. Can Kansas City find their offense this week? We'll find out. I mean, they're playing a good team in the Raiders. Fighting for a division, I believe the Raiders are in first place. Are they in first
place? The Raiders are, they're playing some good football, the Raiders.
Yeah.
So
right now, the Raiders are the fifth seed. The Chargers are the third, so the Chargers are winning division because they beat the Raiders, and the Chargers beat the Kansas City. Chargers and Raiders both had a bye week, so the Chiefs are 5-4. That's why they're 5-4. So this is a big game on Sunday.
You know what?
So
the Chiefs have a better team than the Raiders. I mean, because they've...
Yeah, on paper.
Yeah, they have won 11 of the past 13 meetings. So, on paper, they're a better team than the...
Yeah. I mean, the Chiefs have owned the Raiders the last couple of years, but the Raiders did beat them in Kansas City last year. Remember that. Was in Kansas City? I have no idea.
I might have been in Kansas City.
I believe the Raiders did beat Kansas City last year in Kansas City. I remember that. So one of the wins the Raiders have had in those out of the two wins was last year. So
yeah,
can the Raiders beat Kansas City in Arrowhead? We'll find out Sunday night. But as Kansas City needs to get together, or they're going to be looking outside of the playoff picture.
Yeah. Arrowhead is a tough place to play in.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
But what else did you find?
Let's talk about Buffalo and Jacksonville for a minute here.
Okay, go ahead.
So, you got a good team in the Buffalo Bills going against a bad team in the Jacksonville Jaguars, which could have easily the Buffalo Bills could have easily won that. Penalties that were hurting them, and It was the penalties that were hurting him, and plus Josh Allen played horrible. I mean, the offensive line gave him no protection, and he made some big mistakes in the game there. I mean,
oh yeah.
And plus losing to a 1-6 team is like really embarrassing, especially when you're a 5-2 football team. I mean maybe Buffalo could have, like, picked up the win there, but obviously that wasn't the case.
Yeah, and when you're a Super Bowl contender, you had to beat up on these teams that are bad. You said Josh Allen played bad, but the other Josh Allen, there's another Josh Allen on the field that on Sunday. He played for the Jacksonville Jaguars. He ironically got drafted this year after Buffalo Josh Allen, and here's the stat. Josh Allen intercepted Josh Allen. Josh Allen fumbled. Josh Allen recovered the fumble that Josh Allen fumbled, and Josh Allen sacked Josh Allen. It's one thing to have one of the turnovers or a sack, but all three, a sack, a fumble, and interception, that's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. And Josh Allen is a better quarterback than Trevor Lawrence is. So I just don't understand it. You know what it is? He's panicking, and he can't panic like that. He's got to be calm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he has to be cool, calm, and collective in the pocket. I don't know if Jacksonville, I don't know if Buffalo overlooked Jacksonville because Jacksonville's record or what happened. Buffalo didn't come out to play. This was one of their game. This one of the games that they didn't come out and play hard enough. They didn't play to the level of Jacksonville's potentially. Jacksonville came out. No. They had nothing to lose. Nobody was giving them a chance. They were double-digit underdogs. Nobody was going to give them a chance. Nobody was saying they have a chance to win. I did see one person on Facebook that said Jacksonville would win. I forget where I saw that, but I didn't think of anything of it until now. There's always that one person that always picks the team and they win. So,
right.
But yeah, Buffalo has the Jets this week in New York and at the Meadowlands. Again, they can't overlook Jacksonville. I mean, they can't overlook the Jets. They have to pound the Jets into the ground. They have to pressure Mike Wilson, a backup quarterback. They cannot let Mike Wilson score on this. This has to be a dominant performance by the Buffalo Bills. Like, I say 28-0 type game.
20-0. You put the Bills to win 20-0 over the Jets?
Yeah. I'll say that, 20-0.
I mean, Jets are struggling, so I kind of go for the Bills to win, 31-7.
Yeah, we'll get into our predictions later, but that's one of our early predictions right there.
Right.
What else do you want to talk about? Let's see. Let's talk about...
The Browns did play this week, so let's talk about the Browns. Actually, let's talk about the Ravens and Vikings game. We could talk about that game.
Okay. That was actually probably a very good game. You can go first.
Yeah. Yeah, the Ravens, I think the Ravens are going to win the AFC North. They only have 57% chance of winning the division. Baltimore is in lock for the playoffs, in my opinion. The Ravens currently have 88.3% chance of getting in. I thought the game was close because I saw it was 24. The game was tied, I think. But Minnesota played good. So, and Lamar Jackson played exceptionally well. So I thought after watching that game for a little bit, I thought it was very interesting.
Yeah. For some reason, the Ravens like to come from behind. They were down. What were they down in this game? They were down a pretty good score. They were down. It was 17. It was 17-3 at one point. And then 24-10, I think. Hold on. 17-3 and then 24-10. They came back from 24-10 down. This is the second or third time the Ravens have come back. So, yeah, they came back and they beat the Vikings in overtime. I thought the Vikings were going to win this game. I predicted them to do it last week, but They just couldn't get, they couldn't finish the job. And it's unfortunate because the Ravens division is so weak. It's not so weak, but it is kind of mushed together. And I saw a stat earlier where the Bengals were in first place on Halloween and now they're in last place. That division, you can be in first place 1 week and in last place 2 weeks later. That's how close the division is. It's kind of like the NFC West last year. The NFC West is kind of weaker this year because Russell Wilson got hurt and Seattle hasn't been the same since. But Russell Wilson comes back this week, so they might get back in the race. Maybe not, but in San Francisco, having a down season, they don't. They have so many injuries, but they're still a decent team.
Right.
Let's talk about, do you have any more thoughts about that game?
No, not really.
Talk about the Colts and Jets, that game for, the Colts dominate this game, and then they took the foot off their the pedal in the fourth quarter, kind of letting the Jets come back, and they ended up scoring 30 points, and the Colts won 45-30. They were up by like 28 or something going into the fourth quarter, and then the Colts just, for some reason, they let the foot off the gas. They were down, hold on, 42-16 going into the fourth quarter. And, yeah, as I said, 42-10, 42-16. Yeah, and some reason the Colts just, it's one of those things where teams just, when they have a big lead, they play for prevent defense and teams get garbage time points. I mean, the Jets weren't going to win. They were going to come back and win. And the Colts were in control of that game. They played a great game.
Yeah, they did. I mean, it would be nice if Carson Wentz had another weapon to throw to besides T.Y. Hilton. They're going to try to, like, try to stay alive in AFC South and make the playoffs, but I don't think the Colts are going to get in this year.
I mean, no, T.Y. was injured, so... Go ahead.
Well, it would have been nice if Carson Wentz had another weapon, though. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, he had a few. You have Michael Pittman Jr., who's really coming into his own as a wide receiver. He's probably their number one receiver now because T.Y. is always injured. And then you got Zach Pistol, who's another good, decent receiver. I think they should go after Odell Beckham. I think he would be a nice addition to that. Good weapon for another good wide receiver for them. I think he would replace T.Y. because I think T.Y. is going to be too much up and down. But I think Odell is going to the Packers, but...
I heard a rumor he was going to the Packers. I don't know how true it was.
Yeah, I said it when he got released. I said the Packers. I'll stick by that. But, I mean, they have a weapon in Jonathan Taylor, who's a really good running back. He's coming into his own as a running back. I think he's going to be a top. Is he a top 10 running back right now? Maybe. He's had a good season. I think the Colts are a running team past when they need to. And Carson's had a good, he's been having a good season, a good bounce back season from last year. And so, he seems more relaxed in Indy. He seems happier, obviously, because now he's not with a franchise that's in shambles. And he has a coach that knows how to coach him. I know he was selfish last year after when he went out and all that, but I have to give him props. He's had a good season. And I'm a Carson, I was a Carson guy. I don't root against him. I don't root against him, but I'm happy that he's doing good. So I'm not going to cheer against him and say, hope he has a bad season, because at the end of the day, it ended bad, but it wasn't just his fault. It was the Eagles organization too. So it was both parties that had fault in the whole drama and the debacle of Winston Parker. But that's not here or there. What else? Speaking of the Eagles played a good game against the Chargers. They lost 27-24 with a late second field goal. Chargers controlled the clock and got the game-winning field goal. And the last drive took about... That last drive took almost 6 minutes, I believe. Yeah, that last drive took about almost 6 minutes because they tied the game with 6 minutes and 7 seconds, and the Eagles never got the ball back. So, yeah. I think the Eagles tied the game. It was over after that because the Chargers controlled the clock. They drove downfield, got in field goal range, and hit the game-winning field goal, and that's all she wrote. First played a decent game. Justin Herbert, as always, he played a great game, almost threw for 356 yards, 13 for 38, QBR of 93, so he had a good game. What were your thoughts on that game?
The Eagles game?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was a great game. I mean, you got two teams going at each other. So it was very thing to watch, actually. I thought Jalen Hurts played a good game. What did you think of Hurts in this game?
I thought Hurts is not the reason why they lost. It's the defense when they get off the field and during that last drive. Hurts played a decent game. He played his heart out. He didn't have a great game. He didn't have a bad game. He had a decent game. His stats are not out of this world. 11 for 17, 162, and one touchdown. That's more like first half stats, but the Eagles the last couple of weeks have limited his throwing and focused on running game, which they should have week one. They should have done that from the beginning. But he's limited right now. Doesn't have the arm to make the great passes. He is what he is right now. Can develop into a good quarterback? Yeah, sure. But right now, as I'm concerned, I don't see it right now, but who knows? We'll see in a couple weeks. He just needs to improve his arm. And can a quarterback improve their arm? I don't know. I feel like if you don't have the arm strength, then and you don't have the arm strength, but we'll see.
We'll see. I mean, he's still young, so he's got a long ways to go.
Exactly. Devontae Smith had a good game. He finally scored a touchdown at home. The Eagles are 0-4 at home, so they can't get a win at home. They have four more games at home. Oh, no, wait. Let's see. No, they have the Saints at home. They have the Jets. They have Washington at home, the Giants at home, and the Cowboys at home. So they have Saints, Giants, Washington, and Dallas. So they have four more home games. 1, 2, 3, 4, and five more road games. The Broncos, the Giants, the Jets, Washington, right? That's five. Two New York teams,
yeah.
The Broncos, Washington, and the Jets. And no, Broncos, Giants, Jets. They have four more games. 1, 2, 3. They have eight more games, four at home, four on the road. So can the Eagles win at home? Yeah. I think their first home game, their first win at home will be against the will be against Washington.
Yeah. I think so.
Sorry, Doug, if you're listening. what else? Let's talk about... Can we talk about the Browns and Bengals?
Battle of the Ohio teams. Yeah, we could talk about that.
This game was surprising. I thought the Bengals came out flat. The Browns came out and proved something that they're the better team in Ohio still. And the Bengals are just the Bengals. They proved that they're just still the Bengals. Started off hot, and they've cooled off. Ever since their big win against the Ravens, their blowout win against the Ravens, they've lost two straight. They lost to the Jets. They lost to the Jets, and they lost to the Browns last 2 weeks. And
yeah.
Can the Bengals recover from this? We'll find out. We'll find out because they have a bye week this week, and then they go to Vegas to play the Raiders. And then they have the rematch with the Steelers. And then they have the Chargers at home. Niners at home. Broncos in Denver. Rematch with the Ravens. The Chiefs at home. And then the rematch with the Browns. So, I think the Bengals needed a week off. It's coming at the right time. They've lost two straight. They need to regroup and refocus because this division is winnable. So, yeah, what were your thoughts?
I thought you had two great teams. You got the Browns. The Browns gave the Bengals like a great game. The game was like really, it was a good game, put it to you that way. I mean, I got really nothing else to say about it. I mean, I enjoyed watching it, so.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be a better game. I thought, as I said, the Bengals came out flat. I don't know if they were looking ahead to a week off or what, but they didn't. They haven't looked the same since they beat the Pound. They haven't looked the same since they beat the Ravens the way they did. I'll say that. But they can surely bounce back because they're a good team. I still think they're a good team. Let's talk about those Cowboys.
The Cowboys, yeah.
I picked the Cowboys I picked the Broncos to win this game. I don't know what it was. It was a bold prediction, and sometimes bold predictions come true. And for me, it did. Just like you last week, I had the Patriots winning. I had the Broncos winning. It was just a gut feeling. I thought the Minnesota game was going to be their letdown game, but it was this one. This was their letdown game. This was a game that they were due for a loss. They were due for a loss, and why did they get the loss? The Broncos went in there, double-digit favorites, I think, and just handed it to the Cowboys from start to finish. It wasn't even close. It was 19-0 at halftime. The Cowboys couldn't recover. They were getting shut out for three quarters. Dallas Cowboys, one of the best offenses in football right now, this season, couldn't score until the fourth quarter when it was already over. They looked off beat. Prescott looked like he came back too soon. Defense was not great. Broncos looked like they were the 5-1 team. The Broncos looked like they were the 6-1 team, not the Cowboys. But what were your thoughts on the game? I loved it. I mean, I hate the Cowboys as much as the Nets Eagles fan, and I'm sure you do too, as being a Buffalo fan. But yeah, I loved every second of it, seeing the Cowboys get beat up like that. So it was great to see.
Yeah. For the Cowboys and Broncos game, I thought it was a great game. You got the Broncos that are trying to, like, get into the playoffs this year, and plus the Cowboys are doing the same thing, too, trying to make an effort to make the playoffs. But I thought the those, like, gave the Cowboys a great game, you know. You're right. I think Prescott came back way too soon. I mean, these are two very good teams. I mean, the Broncos, they got a good offense. And their defense is great, too. So, I mean.
And this is after they traded their – after they traded Von Miller.
Yeah.
And I don't see the Broncos in red. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
If anything, I see the Broncos getting a wild card this year. I don't think they're going to win the division. So.
What is their record? They're 5-4. They play the Eagles this week.
Yeah. Well, wow, they got a chance. Well,
I didn't realize.
5-4. Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing that they went in there after they traded Von Miller and just handed it to them. And Bridgewater, it's not a bad quarterback. I actually like Bridgewater. I think he's had some bad luck in his career, but he's a decent quarterback. When you give him time, he does things well. I think he is a good quarterback.
Yeah, he's a good quarterback. People think he's like a bridge quarterback. I mean, when he played really great in Minnesota, took them to a playoff game. So
yeah, and then he got hurt. He injured his knee. He destroyed his knee.
Yeah,
he was out for almost 2 years, I think, and then went to New Orleans. He took over the job when Breeze got hurt, played really well 2 years ago, and then went to Carolina. And for some reason, Carolina decided to move on from him, and he ends up in Denver. I think Denver finally found a good quarterback.
Yeah,
Denver's
they did.
Been looking for a quarterback for years.
I think Carolina, yeah.
I think
Sam Darnold was pretty good, but yes, he probably stinks. But
yeah.
I think Denver has finally found their a quarterback that's going to be a solid quarterback for them for a couple of years until they find that franchise quarterback. I don't know what his I don't know if he's on a 1 year deal, but
he is on a 1 year contract. I have to look it up. I don't know if he is or not, but I think he's on a 1 year contract.
Yeah, let me check. But what else you want to talk about? Why I looked this up?
Whatever game you would like to talk about is fine with me. I mean, there's no other games I can think of, really.
Hold on. Contract. He's on a 1 year deal. So, yeah, he's going to be a free agent. And if Denver doesn't re-sign him, I think they're stupid. I think they should resign him for 2 years and then quarterback and let him play under Ridgewater, and then if you want to move on after that, then move on. But I think I'm not saying he's a franchise quarterback, but he's good enough for Denver. And if he doesn't resign with Denver, I think a team like Washington would be a good team to go to.
I can see him going to Washington.
I'm gonna get shit for this because there's a lot of people that like Jalen Hurts and I don't hate Jalen Hurts, but I actually would prefer Bridgewater over Hurts, but that's just me. But I think Bridgewater would be good I would take him, but I'm not saying they should, but I would take him. But
what?
Think he should resign the Broncos. Do you agree with that? I think they would be stupid not to.
Well, if he gets him in the playoffs, he's getting an extension.
Yeah. Maybe even the Raiders, if the Raiders move on from Derek Carr.
Yeah.
Even Seattle, if Seattle trades Russell Wilson. Or Houston, they trade Houston needs a quarterback. Maybe Houston. There's a few teams out there that could use Bridgewater. Not just Denver.
Yeah.
So if he continues to play well and continues to play solid, I can see teams like Washington or Houston or Houston could be one. Washington could be another team. Maybe San Francisco. You got teams like that. You have three teams right there, and then Denver. As I said, if Seattle moves on from Wilson, if they trade him, if Green Bay, if Aaron Rodgers really doesn't return to Green Bay, then maybe that's a team they don't see Love as the future. I'm not saying he's the franchise quarterback of any team, but he, as you said, he's the bridge to that franchise quarterback. That's a good, no pun intended, but he's like the Bridgewater to the next quarterback.
Well, I thought when Bridgewater came out of the draft, he was a franchise quarterback, but.
He was on his way to being a franchise quarterback. You know who reminds me of him? I think kind of like Kyle Murray reminds me of him. I think Bridgewater would have been that franchise quarterback.
I can't really compare Kyler Murray to Teddy Bridgewater in that same sentence.
Yeah, that's true. Murray's a better Murray's a better quarterback. But I wonder what would have been if Bridgewater never got hurt, never injured his knees. Would he still be in Minnesota? And that would have changed this thing. That would have changed everything for the Eagles, because the Eagles traded Sam Bradford to Minnesota, and then therefore it made the Eagles start Carson Wentz in year one. So everything would have changed if Bridgewater never got injured that year in 2016. It changed a lot of things for a few franchises. It changed the course for the Eagles because they were forced to start Carson Wentz. It changed everything for Minnesota because they needed a quarterback right away, so they traded for Sam Bradford, which turned into signing Kirk Cousins. So if he never got traded, who knows what would have happened with Minnesota. Minnesota still have him. Kirk Cousins could still be in Washington. Carson Wentz played 1 year, and Eagles might not even win the Super Bowl. I don't know. Who knows? Because he had that 1 year under his belt before he had that MVP year in 2017. So 2017 might have been his first year. Sorry. So, yeah, Bridgewater getting injured changed, I think, three franchises' futures. One injury changes everything, especially in the quarterback. But, how many more, any other games you want to talk about? Let's move fast here.
Not that I can think of.
The Cardinals beat the 49ers. That was a surprise. The Titans beat the Rams. That was a good game. Titans continue to dominate. But, yeah, that was a good game. Were you surprised in that game?
Actually, no. I was not surprised watching that game, really. I thought it was a great game.
Yeah.
What did you think of it?
I was kind of surprised Titans dominate that game the way they did. And I'm happy they won, because I don't like the Rams. So... I'm back. What do you think of the Steelers game? And then we'll move on to our MVP of the weekend, and then team of the weekend, and our picks, and then we'll wrap up.
What I thought of the Steelers game, I thought that was another good game. I mean,
some bad officiating.
Bad officiating, and these refs need to get it together. So.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I could say about it.
They have to get their ass out of their heads, but that's not here or there. We won't shit on the referees today because we don't have time to do that.
I know.
My MVP of the week is, I'll say it's I'll say it's Justin Herbert.
An MVP. I would have to pick Baker Mayfield as my MVP of the week.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Team of the week. I'll say the Browns.
You know what? I agree. I say the Browns.
Now our picks. Ravens and Dolphins. We'll speed through this.
Well, you know, it's really nothing against the Miami. Yeah, I already have my pick. I'm going with the Ravens. I mean, it's nothing against Miami or anything, but I have to go with the Ravens.
Yeah, I'm going with Ravens. Bills and Jets. We already talked about this. We both have the Bills. I said 20-0. You said 31-7.
Yeah.
Bucks in Washington. I'm assuming we both have Washington. No, I'm just joking. We both have the Bucks.
I'm going with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yep. Imagine if Washington won here. I don't think that's going to happen, but the way things went last week, you never know.
Really, it might be a surprise. You never know.
Cowboys and Falcons. I'm going with the Cowboys to bounce back here.
You know what? I got to go with the I think I have to go with the Cowboys because I'm pretty sure I picked them. So I'm not quite too sure, though, but I got to go with the Cowboys.
Yeah, okay. Hold on.
I'm pretty sure I picked them.
You posted it. You went with the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Titans and Saints.
Yeah,
I have the Saints. I think this is the letdown game for the Titans. I think they've won 5 in a row. They're due for a loss, and I think they lose here. Just like Cowboys were due, the Saints, Titans are due.
All right. I gotta see who I picked in this game here because I'm not sure.
You picked the Titans.
Yeah, the Titans. I picked the Titans.
Colts and Jags.
Yeah,
we both have the Colts. Yeah, the Colts.
Yeah, I did have the Colts to win this game.
Steelers and Lions. We both have the Steelers.
Yep.
Right? And, I mean, I'm just looking at your picks here from Doug's page.
I also picked the Patriots.
Yeah, you picked the Patriots over Browns. I think I picked the Browns. I picked the Browns. Vikings and Chargers.
I won't
pick
the Chargers. I got the Chargers.
You want the Chargers?
Yeah.
Okay. Cardinals and Panthers. I've got Cardinals.
What?
I picked the Vikings over the Chargers. By the way,
I don't think I picked who would win the Thursday game because I don't see it in here.
No, the Thursday game's tomorrow. It's the Ravens Dolphins, Stevie.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Okay. The
Cardinals
don't
and Panthers.
Play this week, then.
No, the
Cardinals
play the Panthers.
Oh, I don't. Okay, I didn't pick a winner for that one.
You didn't.
I'll probably have to. I don't see it in here.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. Well, Doug, if you're listening, I picked the Cardinals. So, I gotta go with that game.
Yeah, I'll wait for you.
Yeah.
Cardinals over Panthers.
Cardinals over Panthers.
There you go. Seahawks and Packers. I got the Seahawks.
I picked Seattle, too.
Broncos and Eagles. I got the Broncos. You put Broncos, too.
Yeah, I picked the Broncos.
Chiefs and Raiders.
I
got
Kansas
the Chiefs.
City. Yeah, me too.
And Rams and 49ers.
I went with the Rams.
Yes, so did I. And that's it. We get everything.
Yeah, we got everything. That's all the games.
You have any final thoughts or any of the games you're looking forward to on Sunday?
The game I'm looking forward to seeing the most is the Titans and Saints this week. What is the game you're looking forward to?
Probably Patriots and Browns.
That's a good game. That's definitely watchable, too.
Definitely. Before we do final plugs, again, listen to Boxman and Smurf and myself tonight and every Wednesday night after AEW on Mr.com/NerdsheDudes. Talk about AEW. I'm assuming this week we'll be talking about Full Gear this Saturday. Big show coming up. Talk about the WWE releases from last Thursday. Listen to that. We'll talk about other news. There's other news that came out. We'll be on at probably 10:15 Eastern Time. I'll probably jump on for an hour or two because I have to work tomorrow too. So we'll see. I definitely want to be on there to talk about the releases and Full Gear. So I'll try to be on.
Yeah.
And you catch them every Saturday at 9:30 Eastern Time on Mr.com/Hollywood Hangouts for their movie show. I'm not sure what they're doing this week, but I'll find out this week, tonight. Then of course, listen to us every Friday night on Everything Unscripted Podcast /BlackoutRadio.com/Everything Unscripted Podcast. This week, we'll be talking about Survivor Series 95 with our special guest, Barry Horowitz. So we'll be there, Daniel, possibly Cliff, and then me and Stevie. That'll be 6:30 Eastern Time on BlackoutRadio.com/Everything Unscripted Podcast. And then Saturday, probably 7 o'clock for the Unscripted Unlimited show, me, Daniel, and Doug. And then 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, for the Scaredy Cats with Mindy and Daniel. And then every Tuesday or Wednesday at 6 or 7 for the Hard Hit, NFL Hard Hits. This is myself and Stevie. Thank you, Stevie, for coming on, as always. We'll talk to you on Friday.
Yep. Thanks,
Stevie.
Talk to you on Friday. Yep.
Later.
Later.